In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf. As Southwest Michigan digs itself out after this week's snowstorm, one thing we have going for us is that we haven't had many power outages. Indiana Michigan Power spokesperson Tracy Warner tells us they had about 5,000 on Wednesday, most of which were fixed within 2 hours.
We have restored all of them. At this moment right now, we have only 6 customers out and only 2 in Michigan.
Warner says the storm didn't bring a lot of ice, reducing the chances of power lines snapping. I&M asked drivers to be extra careful.
Turns out that cars hitting poles are really a major source of outages in this time. For example, last night there was a car hit a pole down in East Central Indiana, and that affected 750 customers.
Warner says I&M crews worked through Wednesday night into Thursday morning to restore power. He reminds everyone to stay away from any downed power lines that they might see and to report them right away. He notes with a lot of tree branches sagging under snow, they can still break if you walk underneath them. If you do have an outage, he reminds those with generators to keep the machines outside, not in the garage, as well as away from any windows and doors. The St. Joseph City Commission has given a thumbs up to a new date for the St. Joseph Ice Festival. St. Joe Today announced this week the event had to be moved to February 25th to February 27th due to problems caused by this week's winter storm. It said city crews might not be able to keep the streets clear of snow for the festival, and ice artists were having a hard time making it to town. The St. Joseph City Commission held a brief special meeting on Thursday night to approve the new date. So now it's official. Mark your calendars for the St. Joseph Ice Festival downtown on February 25th through the 27th. A continuing budget resolution that has kept federal spending frozen at fiscal year 2021 levels will expire on the 18th of this month. Congressman Fred Upton tells us if the resolution isn't extended, there could be a government shutdown. However, he says he's not expecting that to happen and says the continuing resolution will probably be kept in place with a vote next week. Does that mean there will be problems for implementing the $1.2 trillion infrastructure package?
Well, that's right. There is. And because when you have a budget freeze, that means it can't add or subtract. Everything has to stay the same. And so in the case of the infrastructure bill, in essence, $1.2 trillion for roads and bridges and ports and broadband, you've got new spending. But to do those contracts, you have to probably hire more folks to actually implement those contracts. And that can't be done under a continuing resolution.
Upton says the issue is a priority of the Problem Solvers Caucus, and they would be discussing that this week. He believes simply pushing an additional continuing resolution would be detrimental to the country's budget. In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf.